I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So what is the most sought-after commodity among the refugees in the world today? It's rare, and it's precious. And Christians have a lot to do with making sure it's available these days. We'll start unpacking this story in Europe, where they're juggling refugees and shifting dozens from Greece and Italy to other member nations of the European Union. Whether they take shelter in Europe or in the Middle East, hope is a lost commodity for people displaced by war. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
They're coming into a very difficult situation where they've lost everything, but at the same time, it really creates a unique opportunity for the gospel.
Working with local believers, World Mission is helping to meet the physical needs of people in the Middle East refugee camps. But meeting today's needs is just the tip of the iceberg.
We can't just leave them with a new blanket or the food. We need to explain what Jesus did and how Jesus paid the ultimate price for their lives. And so when they come into contact with that information, they are running to the cross. They're coming to Christ.
Audio scripture devices called treasures are central to that process. World Mission can only send them with help from people like you. So would you pray about it and connect with us online if you want more details? It has been a roller coaster ride in Ukraine. Uneasy quiet is equally mixed with renewed fighting, in spite of the fact there's a ceasefire. The uncertainty has kept stores and businesses shuttered, while inflation is the only thing that's on the move. Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission.
Where food is available, the prices have just skyrocketed. And so all of this has led to an increase in crime. So you've got that going on in addition to the struggle with the pro-Russian separatists and the Ukrainian army.
Christian Aid is working with 9 indigenous ministries to hand out food and supplies on the front lines.
We have a lot of people who have been displaced, and these Christian ministries are trying to come to their aid. They're trying to share the love of Jesus. And so many Ukrainians are so open to the gospel right now. They're seeking the Lord for wisdom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Human dignity. You'd be surprised what moves terminally ill people to tears when you recognize their worth as a created being in the image and likeness of God. And that's why Baptist Global Response offers a 5-gallon bucket of love. It's filled with ordinary things like bedding, blankets, bendable straws, socks, and gloves. Sounds simple, but it's one way to share compassion and the love of Christ with these folks who are at death's door. We'll connect you through missionnews.org. And stepping into Thailand is like putting on a vest of spiritual oppression. You see it on the street and you feel it in the air. To be Thai is to be Buddhist, but a pioneer in Thailand notes that it seems to be a mix of Buddhism, Hinduism, ancestor worship, spirit worship, and animism. It seems to be that this practice actually blinds people from knowing the truth of Jesus Christ. So Pioneers offers opportunities to share that hope with the Buddhists in Thailand. Would you consider going? And finally, SOAR International Ministries is gearing up for Stuff a Stocking in Russia. Well, what's Stuff a Stocking, you ask? To fill out the details, here's Greg Mangione with SOAR.
We get donors that send us the finances and a personal letter, which we then bring to Russia. And then in partnership with churches that we work with, all the goods that make up the Stuff a Stocking presents, the gifts, are purchased and put together in Russia by the local church.
But Stuff a Stocking is about more than giving gifts.
It's just been very successful in either opening doors for churches and pastors to get involved with their local orphanages, or in other cases, be used as a tool for those churches in their ministry with the orphanages.
Do you want to get involved? Donations are welcomed year-round. Learn more about this story and others you've heard today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.